Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Here's the podcast for Live the Promise. Enjoy the conversation.
It's time for the Artist Corner, where you'll hear from some of your favorite artists about their faith.
Then I felt like the Lord said, you know, it doesn't matter what brings you to my word, because when you go there, you're going to be filled and you're going to learn. And I've been learning.
Their families.
We are in ministry as an entire family. And what I mean by that is my wife and I have decided to start homeschooling our children so that the distance wouldn't have to be so great when I go on tour.
Their music.
I love the truth of the first line. What in the world is this that you have laid down your life?
And the stories behind the songs.
How do you pick the stories that you wind up writing songs inspired by? And I feel like those stories pick me.
And now, the Artist's Corner on Live the Promise. Here's Susie Larson.
I am thrilled today to be talking to Colton Dixon, singer-songwriter. He actually burst onto the music scene when he finished in the top 10 on season 11 of American Idol. His first album, A Messenger, was released in 2013. Today, we're celebrating the release of his brand new album, Identity. Colton Dixon, welcome to the studio.
Yeah, thank you so much.
So good to have you here. Well, I know you're probably going to cringe at this question, but I want to just ask you. In fact, I'll wait for the cringing question because usually we start our conversations talking scripture. And I'm wondering if you either have a life verse or just one you've been pondering these days. You don't even have to have the reference since I'm putting you on the spot. But, you know, the Word of God is living, breathing, and it's always fun for us to just find out what you're pondering, what you're thinking about these days.
Yeah, the most current one I can think of is actually in Colossians 3:11. It says, in this new life, it doesn't matter if you're a Jew, Gentile, barbaric, uncivilized, slave or free. Christ lives in all of us, and that's all that matters. I'm not trying to plug my single, but it's true.
No, it's good.
Just the idea that no matter who you are or what you've done in life, you matter to God. Mm. And he still loves you unconditionally just the same. It's just amazing. It's a great reminder.
It is so amazing because it blows the doors off of the hierarchy we tend to put on each other, right?
Yes.
I mean, when I read that verse last time, that the idea of uncivilized jumped out at me.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Barbaric jumped out to me.
Come on.
Yeah. You know, it's just like, it's amazing. And
yeah.
He just lays it out. He's like, it doesn't matter.
That's
so good.
So good. Well, this is the cringe question. I hope you don't mind.
All right,
but
let's do it.
Come on. I want to know, you know, when you walked through the American Idol journey, was there anything that surprised you? And what was the most grounding thing for you?
Oh, man. Everything about American Idol surprised me.
Yeah.
The good and the bad. Mm-hmm. Man, I think the number one surprising thing was how much work went into it. You don't really see everything that the contestants do, but it was 24/7, even when you're home, which is together in some mansion in Beverly Hills, you still feel like you have to be on.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no real you time. But man, did you say growing?
Well, it kept you grounded, you know,
grounded
in your faith and all that matters to you.
Yes. Man, having people close to you, is the number one thing I would say to anybody, doing anything in life, where you just need to be grounded, because I just don't always trust myself in those situations, so it's good to have someone else who will keep you accountable. But in those moments, it was even a thing to where questioning if God was in what I was doing. Am I on Idol because I want my name to be famous, or was this truly an opportunity opened up by God? And am I here for the right reasons? Just having that battle in my head and reminded of the promise God gave Moses, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And just like, okay, I'm just going to rest in that for a second. But I actually went out for Idol a couple different years. The first year, man, I didn't know how to handle it, and pride became a really big issue for me. Not that anyone ever would have noticed it on the outside, but even just remember having some conversations with my parents, and they saw it in me. Mm. Of course, they know me better than pretty much anybody, but I just think it's funny that it didn't happen that year.
Yeah.
And then as I started to see that and correct that, God opened those doors again. His timing is perfect. But as he started opening those doors again, I knew what not to do.
Yeah.
I had learned
so
the hard
good.
Way.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's such a hard thing to do, especially when you're on a stage. It could be a foot off the ground or 6 feet off the ground. For whatever reason, that just entitlement and pride come with that.
Well, aren't those sort of the idols of this? I love this nation, but we celebrate celebrity to our demise, do you know?
Yes.
And I think, I honestly want to just say, I think you've done an amazing job of navigating those waters and staying humble and gracious, because that's just no small thing. You've got certain people singing your praises and others trying to rip you up because you're so strong in your faith. But to stay winsome and humble and gracious is really no small thing.
I've just learned, even just in a few years of doing this, that the church doesn't need another celebrity.
Amen.
We need more servants.
Come on, yes.
And I'm not perfect at that by any means, but I was just talking about this with someone earlier, just the idea that that's not my stage, you know? It's really not. God even put this desire in my heart to begin with. So I love what I do, but it's all for Him. He's called me to specific things within that, but at the end of the day, that's what it is.
And if you can keep that perspective, it's not my stage, I think you're less apt to be tempted by that very thing. Because if you start to own it, you become territorial.
Yes.
You know, Colton, I guess. Yeah, right. I studied, you know, the Tower of Babel, and I thought it was so interesting. The two motivations for the Tower of Babel was to make a name for ourselves and to protect our interests. And you see those two things even alive and well in the Christian, you know, artist industry, so to speak. Let's make a name and let's protect our interests. But if it's His platform and His kingdom, you can celebrate with others. And, you know, Jesus said, pray for more workers. Don't be threatened by the few. And I just think it brings you to a new place of freedom, don't you?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's so easy. And when you're in an industry where it's, I don't want to use the word competing, I just can't think of a better word, but for CD sales or for merch sales or for
the amount
of people, which is, it's a business.
Yeah.
And you have to think of those things to keep doing what you're doing. But when that becomes your focus, you're right. When someone new comes along, you're kind of like, well, huh, their first record went gold and you know, and it's just like, no, it's like, there's someone else fighting the good fight with you. And they might be reaching a completely different, genre of people than I can. And that's great. Jeremy Camp I was on tour with Jeremy, a couple years ago, and he said something that really stuck with me, and that is stay in your lane.
That's good.
God paved a lane for you, not for me, not for anyone else, but you. And the moment you start looking to the left and the right, thinking that grass may be greener, is whenever you're going to get out of that lane. And it's just so good.
That's good. He's been on for Artist Corner as well a bunch of times. We love him, and he's the real deal. He really gets it as well. Yeah. Before we hear one of the songs, I'm going to have you set up All That Matters. Give me just a glimpse of when you first realized that there was a call of God in your life around music.
Yeah. Crazy story. I gave my life to the Lord when I was young. I was 8. But that's kind of when my story really started. I'd been taking piano lessons for several years through my aunt. And at this piano recital, different teacher at 13 was going to play I Can Only Imagine by Mercy Me. I love that song. I'd never sang in public before in my life for good reason. He came to me before the recital that night and said, hey, I think you need to sing the song tonight. I was terrified. Just, you know, sheer terror, you know.
How old?
I was 13. Okay. So not only
going on at that age.
Yeah. A lot going on. So especially your singing voice, but anyway, I went and sat at the piano, and I played and sang I Can Only Imagine, and it was not great by any means, but it was just so crazy. That was the first time I felt that I was filled with the Spirit. I just knew without a doubt that was it. And that's so weird at 13 years old.
That's amazing.
I don't know a ton of those stories, but I love when the Spirit is just so, like, you can't deny it.
That's right. Once you've tasted that, you know.
You know.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know, like any young kid, I held on to baseball a couple more years, but started pursuing music at 15, and I haven't looked back since.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
One of the things I want to say to someone listening today as they're listening to Colton's story is this is just true, that we're all a pile of contradictions. You know, when God puts a dream in your heart, there is ambition that makes you want to run ahead of Him and self-preservation that makes you want to fall behind. And I just think there's grace in the process, isn't there? God's so patient with us. He knows what's in us, and He's with us to work it all out.
That is so good. Yes. I remember even just going through high school thinking, well, why isn't it happening now? Why isn't it happening now? And I missed out on so many opportunities that God had right in front of me because I was so busy looking ahead or trying to run ahead. And it still happened in the long run quicker than I thought it would.
Yeah. He can do it in a minute, right?
He can. He can do it overnight.
Yeah.
But yeah, just if this specifically is what you want to do, make sure you're not missing the opportunities that God has right in front of you.
And boy, that's so much about faithfulness in that moment, too.
Yes.
Are you faithful with what's
yes.
in front of you?
Yeah,
you know?
If you're faithful with little, you'll be faithful with much.
Indeed. So tell us about this new album. I read that there's kind of a new flair to it. What's your heart
yeah.
behind it?
First of all, I'm just really excited we're going to be playing new songs.
Yeah, I bet you are.
It's been a little bit. But the new album is called Identity.
Hmm.
Musically, sonically, it is very different. I tend to lean more on the rock side, and this one is just fun. It's pop, but it still has some edge, so don't get too scared if you're a fan of the old stuff. But it's just fun, and I had more fun making this record than I ever have. But I split this record into three parts, the mind, the body, and the spirit.
Very good.
And I just thought it was so important just to really dive deeper than just maybe some false identification that we associate things with, or even as a nation, like we're at a pretty pivotal point right now, you know? So just diving into maybe some areas that people have been scared to talk about before, but I just want to encourage. I feel like it's not really my job to point a finger right now. It's just to encourage people and point them to someone who can lay it out for them. So it's called Identity. The mind is just kind of about taking your thoughts captive. The body is about rising up and becoming the person that God's called you to be. And the spirit is probably the most important lesson I learned in making this record, and that is just to take time to be still and to breathe. And man, it's so hard to do. Even with what you guys do, it's so easy to fill your day with stuff. Even if it's kingdom stuff, it's so easy to fill your day. But even God, when he was creating the earth, he set aside a day just to rest.
Yeah.
And that's what the spirit is to me. So that's kind of
beautiful.
The idea behind Identity.
I love the idea. We cover mind, body, spirit on the show a lot.
Awesome.
Because we're such integrated beings, you know.
Yes.
And we have a doctor that comes on once a month, and he's a solid Christian doctor. He's got some neurology background, and he talks about the, you know, how we process our wounds even in our soul deeply affects ourselves. I mean, there's a scientific, physiological impact to how we steward our perspective. I mean,
yes.
God integrated us and made us very connected. So this all really matters a lot.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Man, you're talking my language.
That's awesome.
Okay, so Set Up All That Matters. I'm so excited to play this song for our listeners to hear this newest single. Any story behind the song?
Yeah, it honestly stemmed from that verse that I shared earlier,
really? Cool.
Colossians 3:11. Mm-hmm. Just, again, no matter who you are or what you've done or how ashamed you are of something you've done, it truly just doesn't matter. When God says, I've forgiven you, that's it. And so it's about getting to that level with him and just realizing that I matter. I matter to the same God who knows how many stars there are in the sky. He knows the number of hairs that are on my head. Wow. He knows my name.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a fan of me. It's just such an amazing thing. Great reminder for me.
Mm-hmm.
Cause we forget sometimes.
Yeah.
You're going through something difficult and you feel like you're alone and you're not. That's why we wrote All That Matters, and I hope you guys like it.
Can't wait. Let's listen in.
I've tasted hopelessness. I know what heartache is, but somehow through all of it, your love remains. I've lived through brokenness, feeling faces, but I'm not. To my feet, your love is my identity. All that matters is you make all things new. There's no disaster that you cannot undo. In this world of pain and life will change. All of this is true. But all that matters is that I matter to you.
I stand with you.
listening to some great music today by Colton Dixon, celebrating his album Identity. More with him when we return. Today, I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise, doing another Artist Corner. So honored to have Colton Dixon in studio with us, and we're walking through and celebrating his brand new album titled Identity. And it's so beautifully broken up into three segments, mind, body, spirit. And those who listen to the show often enough know that he's totally speaking my language. Set up, if you would, the song Breathe.
Yeah. Again, I hit on this earlier, too. This is the most important lesson that I had to learn in walking through this record. Is that it is so easy to fill your schedule with things, even if you're in ministry, with things that seem really important at the time. But if you don't cut away time to just rest in his presence or to be still and listen, you're never going to hear anything God's trying to tell you.
Indeed.
So that's what this song is all about. I love the sound of this song. It really plays on the new sound for the record. It's very current, which is really exciting for us. But it was just really important for me just to stop and breathe, and hopefully it'll encourage you to do the same.
And I so don't mean this condescendingly, because you're a young man, but you're not too young. But for you to know this at your age is so huge. I really mean that in the utmost respect.
Well,
truly, because most people hit a burnout at 45, 47, and there's times where they make radical decisions with their lives because they're so disillusioned by their burnout because they didn't learn to breathe in those younger years. So I mean that with great respect, and just that's a huge thing that you can grab hold of this at your stage of life.
Thank you. Still learning.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Thank you.
Not that I'm way older, but I am. But let's listen. Let's listen in.
I swear these thoughts are nothing but static. Busy, but I just can't break the habit. Got me hypnotized like some kind of magic. But it's never too late for something drastic. When the madness moves me to the edge, you should come to me and you'll find rest. So I'll breathe in my soul needs oxygen. Without you, I've been complete. Something in the air, in the atmosphere. You're pulling me like gravity. I gotta be free.
That was Colton Dixon's song Breathe on his brand new album Identity. More Artist Corner with Colton Dixon.
I will choose you. That's what I do. Nothing could get between the way I feel for you. I will choose you. Lead me to move.
Welcome back to Live the Promise. I'm Susie Larson. So honored to have Colton Dixon in studio with us today celebrating his album Identity. I would love for you to share a bit before we get into this next song. You got married not too long ago.
Yeah, I did.
Tell us about how you met her and all about that.
I married my wife, Annie, just a little over a year ago.
Yeah.
And I can't believe it's been a year already.
It's amazing.
It flew by. We met a little over 4 years ago. It was right in between. I transitioned off of the show of Idol, and we were still in California rehearsing for the tour that was about to take place. And her family were moving to California, or finding a home there. So we just happened to meet at a show, not one of mine. She had no idea who I was, which was
perfect.
Refreshing at the time.
yeah.
And it was just amazing. We hit it off. The full story is we were going to this venue where you had to be 21 to make it in. I was 20.
Hmm.
And so her pastor, the pastor who married us, said, man, my assistant just used his ID. So her pastor snuck me into this venue. God
okay.
works in amazing ways. I'm just saying.
Yes.
It's hilarious. But
oh,
yes, that's the true full story of how I met my wife. But we just hit it off when we got inside this venue. And she told me kind of what she wanted to do in life. And she wanted to travel. And she wanted to be in ministry. And she wanted to sing. And I was like, interesting. That's what I do for a living. So that's really cool.
Was she surprised to find out who you were? A tiny bit?
I think someone had mentioned that I was in music. She had no idea to what degree. She came out and saw me on the American Idol tour. And I wish I could have just been a fly on the wall where she was, because
yeah.
I'm sure it was a lot to take in.
Yeah.
That tour was just crazy.
Hmm.
But she's handled that with so much grace and understanding. And she's even helped me navigate. Just coming from American Idol, there's a lot of young girl fans. So even just helping me, like, okay, like, where's the line?
Yeah,
you know,
right.
Help me figure that out has been amazing. But,
wow.
But yeah, she travels with me 99% of the time.
Excellent.
Which I wouldn't have it any other way. But it's just been so great. We've learned a lot about each other this last year and excited to learn more. And, yeah, it's just been good.
Fantastic. You know, my hubby and I have been married 32 years.
Ah, that's awesome. Congrats.
Thank you very much. And I'll tell you, I started out as a speaker, and then I became an author, and I was a full-time author speaker for a lot of years before I got into radio. And I thought I'd have to give up writing books and speaking, but somehow God made a way. Our three sons are grown, and they are launched now.
Yeah.
And my hubby is a full-time commercial construction manager. So I like
okay.
to say he builds giant buildings and then leaps them in a single bound.
Nice.
I mean, he does like big stadiums and big malls and hospitals
oh, wow.
and stuff
That's awesome.
Like that. But then he runs the ministry behind the scenes. So we don't go to an event without each other. So any speaking event I go to, he goes to
That's
as well.
Great.
He runs the book table. He's just this iron man, you know, to me. But one of the reasons we do that is because at this stage of life, when something does start to kind of take off, and the couple, they're running parallel paths, it's a recipe for disaster. And
yep.
just nothing is worth that to us. And
yep.
to have a united vision where we're traveling together and fighting the same battles together only solidifies us. So again, once
yeah.
again, I just applaud you. And I don't know what that will look like when you have kids, but the fact that you can do it now is just wise. And it's in a day when so many couples are opening the door and letting things get in, and then they wonder, how did this happen?
Yeah.
You're kind of keeping yourself airtight, and that's just really important.
Yes, agreed.
I'm starting to sound like a mother. I'll stop
no,
now.
No, I love it. Come on.
Okie dokie.
Preach away.
All right. So this amazing album, Identity, so excited to have this, celebrate this release with you. Talk to us about the song, The Other Side.
Yeah, this is, I feel like I can say this about every song on the record. This is one of my favorite songs on the
record. That's awesome.
Man, the story behind this really came from my wife. She has a brother who is a year younger than her, who went on to heaven a few years ago, met her, briefly after,
excuse me,
but it was just amazing to see how her and her family handled that. It was so sudden. He was longboarding without a helmet and just,
really?
And just, yeah, and
wow.
just like that. But they come from a place of such victory over death, which is where we all should come
Indeed.
From.
Mm-hmm.
They were just living it out and walking it out.
Mm.
And it was just truly admirable to watch. We were getting a bit ready for bed one night, and God downloaded this chorus into my brain. And I haven't lost someone extremely close. I've lost an uncle and a grandfather, but no one just that you spend every day with. So I think this was for her at the time.
Mm.
But I sang her the chorus, and she was crying. I started crying, and it was just a beautiful God moment.
Wow.
And then we finished out the song, and we listened back, and we were just like, man, this could reach so many people who are just living in fear of death. It's so funny. We're out on tour with Crowder right now, and he has a book called Everyone Wants to Go to Heaven, But No One Wants to Die.
Isn't that the truth?
And it's so true.
Mm-hmm.
But man, Jesus bore our stripes, and he defeated death in the grave so that we didn't have to worry about it. He did that for us.
Mm-hmm.
That is just a gift.
Mm-hmm.
It's free.
Mm-hmm.
I know free comes with attachments nowadays, but it was truly free. And man, it was just so important to talk about that and just to say, hey, if you've lost someone or maybe you just fear this, look to the other side because it's going to be beautiful. If we could see where they're at now, we would be celebrating with them, not, in this state. That's kind of what the other side is about.
It is amazing because we are receiving a number of books on heaven these days as well. I just think that in the days that we're in, as you mentioned, the chaos of the culture and losing loved ones, we also lost a dear family member a few months ago. Heaven just, the veil seems so thin. And I think because we're nearer now to Christ's return than ever before, people are hungry to know more. What is on the other side? And can I really rest in that? So I just feel like it's a divine download that God would give you that to comfort so many hearts that just have so many questions, you know?
I absolutely agree.
What a great gift. Well, let's listen in.
Everybody's dressed in black. The preacher's saying life goes too fast. The memories have turned to tears. Thinking back on all the years, I know that you're in a better place. But I'm still here missing you today. It isn't easy to say goodbye, but I know it's only for run up ahead and I will catch up. 'Cause I'm gonna see you when tomorrow comes on the other side. On the other side. I bet you feel you're finally home. Running down those streets of gold, the kind of peace you can't explain. Looking into Jesus' face, I know that you're in a better place. I know I'll be joining you someday. It isn't easy to say goodbye, but I know it's only for a little while. Run up ahead and I will catch up. 'Cause I'm gonna see you when tomorrow comes on the other side. When there are no more goodbyes, no more the day long. Ooh. 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 It isn't easy to say goodbye,
but I know it's only for a little while. Run up ahead and I will catch up, 'cause I'm gonna see you when tomorrow comes on the other side, on the other side.
Told you. Wow, that's, I'm just undone. That's an amazing song.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
You know, I mentioned my baby sister's husband died a few months ago, and he's such a godly man, and he used to say, I'm not afraid of dying, but at death. I'm not afraid of death. I'm afraid of dying. And but when he was just suffering with cancer in the hospital and so much pain, every nurse, every doctor that came in to alleviate his pain, thank you. He'd smile at him, thank you. And he, up to the very end, he was kind and patient and loving. And we miss him so much. But you hear a song like that and you remember, this is exactly where he would want to be, you know?
Yeah.
Wow, Colton, you've given a great gift to the body of Christ. Thank you.
It was a gift that was given to me too.
Yes. Wow. Isn't that the truth?
Yeah.
Wow. You know, I have also a son that was walking through a hard time about a year ago. And I sent him, I posted on his Facebook page through all of it. That's another one. I bet you received a lot of feedback from that song.
And that's one that I think it will just continue to be a song for people just in a rough spot.
Like a ballad almost, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The coolest story I have from that song is actually applies to this new record as well. So we did a music video for Through All of It.
Which is amazing. You've got testimonies interspersed throughout it. Okay.
I love that it's amazing, but it's amazing. It has nothing to do with me, but why it's amazing, and that's why I love it. But one of those stories, his name is Ben. He's been through cancer 7 or 8 times. He's still going through chemo now.
Wow.
He's in his late 20s.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's just, like, ridiculous. I first met Ben. I was on tour with Matthew West, and Matthew's video guy said, hey, I've got a friend coming tonight. He's kind of had a rough go at it, but he just really looks to your music. And he kind of gets, you know, some breath back in his lungs from that. So he just wants to say hi and thanks. I'm like, are you kidding? Of course, you know? So I meet Ben. And this is before, I think he had actually already filmed the Through All of It music video, but I hadn't seen it yet. I wasn't able to make it to the testimonial day. They did it while I was on the road. So I meet Ben, I have no idea. So I meet him and prayed with him and just, like, really taken back by how uplifting he was to everyone else, even though he's probably the one who needs it the most.
Yeah.
I love that.
It's so great.
So I go back to watch the Through All of It music video, and I'm a mess because I see Ben, and I'm just like,
so
oh,
you
my
had
God.
No idea when you were talking with him that he was,
not
oh,
a clue.
My goodness.
So I'm just like, God, you're so good, and this is amazing. But what Ben told me that he does for a living is he conducts a symphony in Texas for a university there, and he composes music. He just loves music. So he picked my ear. He's like, how do you write a pop song? He just couldn't fathom. I'm like, pop song? How do you write like a score? Yeah, how do you, that's way more intricate, trust me. But he had some opportunities come up. He's written for a couple of the Marvel movies.
Wow.
He was in Captain America Civil War, just like, you know, I'm a little bit of a nerd, so
yeah,
I was geeking
amazing.
Out with him.
Yeah.
So cool. But I had an idea to involve Ben on the new record. So for each section of the record, we have an instrumental track. And they are called
me?
The Mind, the Body, and the Spirit. And Ben is the one, it was me and Ben, that came together and wrote these scores. And we did voiceover work that is just pure scripture. We made it sound really cool, but it's just scripture about each section. And he nailed it, just hit it out of the park. That's only on the deluxe edition. I know it's asking a lot, but make sure you get the deluxe. Just if nothing else, just to hear those, because it's just amazing. He did such a great job.
Boy.
Yeah, so cool, right?
This is why we do these artist corners, because you'd never hear that story otherwise.
I
mean, wow, that's absolutely fantastic. Let's listen to Through All of It.
There are days of taking more than I can give, and there are choices that I made that I wouldn't make again. I've had my share of laughter, of tears and troubled times. This has been the story of my life. I've won and I've lost. I got it right sometimes, but sometimes I did not. Life's been a journey. I've seen joy, I've seen regret. Oh, and you have been my guide through all of it. You were there when it all came down on me, when I was blinded by my fear and I struggled to believe. But in those unclear moments, you were the one keeping me strong. How my story's always gone. I won and I lost. I got it right sometimes, but sometimes I did not. Life's been a journey. I've seen joy, I've seen regret. Oh, and you have been.
Through All of It by Colton Dixon. We have him in studio. We're doing another Artist Corner, having a fantastic conversation, and we'll be back in a moment. Today, I'm Susie Larson. This is The Promise. It's another Artist Corner here on The Promise. Honored and blessed to have Colton Dixon in studio with us. And if you just tuned in, oh my goodness, you got to go back and catch the podcast after the live show and hear this whole conversation. It's just been a boost to my faith and an encouragement to my heart, and it will be for you as well. So I'm totally putting you on the spot. But I said I may or I may not. Yeah. All right. So do you mind just singing a cappella something? It can be a hymn or something that you love. I would just love to hear you.
Yeah. I've got a little bit of a bug, so
yeah,
bear with me.
Yeah.
I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, oh, my soul, rejoice. Take joy, my King, in what you hear. May it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank
yeah.
you so much.
Of course.
A couple more questions before I ask you to wrap and pray, if you don't mind, but how do you deal with, you know, we're in such a culture of people really in love with their opinion and really it's like ready, shoot, and then aim.
Oh, man, it's so true.
You know what I mean?
It's hilarious.
And, but truly, I think behind some of the angst and even the downright hatred is just fear. I mean, these people just so need to know that God loves them, but they don't know it yet. How do you navigate that and keep your heart a place that doesn't get too bogged down by it?
It's so funny that you ask me this. I'm not perfect at this by any means. My wife has taken my phone away because I've tweeted something that maybe I shouldn't have in response. I'm totally that guy. But man, just the thing that I know what I need to do is to be the opposite. You fight extreme with extreme, but not in the way that you would think. So if someone is extremely opinionated and they're coming at you, try listening. That's really all that they want you to do anyway.
Yeah, good point.
You know, it's so funny. We travel the states, and there some of our bigger shows, we have people protesting. I'm not sure why, of all the shows, they could be protesting. They're protesting a Toby Mac concert, but they are. And they have a reason for it, and they want the whole world to know. And, you know, that really bothered me for and up until recently, honestly. Really bothered me. But man, there sometimes people are just so, their hearts are so hardened that nothing that I can say is going to penetrate it. It's totally going to be between them and God. True. So instead of trying to combat it, go to your quiet place and pray for them.
So one last question before I ask you to pray. If you could make huge strides in one injustice in the world, what would it be? What would you do?
Oh, man. This is a world peace question.
Yeah. And we're not talking
Miss
vegetables.
America.
Yes, world peace.
Oh, man. Golly. I could go so many ways with that. The first thing that comes to mind, and I'm sure there are more important ones, but the disconnect that... it seems like it gets worse with every generation, but I don't know. I remember taking a mission trip to Mexico, 16 or 17, and we left December 26th, and that was on purpose. So my sister and I were very blessed, and Christmas was very good to us normally, and we left the 26th, and we went over to Mexico to these people who just didn't have anything, and they were happier than we were. I just remember thinking, wow, I've got some priorities out of whack. So to count your blessings or to not take the things that we have for granted, because there's a huge disconnect between the United States of America and everywhere else.
Indeed.
Like I said, there are probably way more important things.
But you know what, though? I mean, this is why I like to ask that question, because I don't believe any one person carries the whole burden of God on their shoulders. We all carry a portion of his burden. Yeah. You know, human trafficking is an issue. Slavery is an issue. Poverty is an issue. And yet, I think if we are honest, rather than saying what we think we should say, but saying, I loved your answer was honest.
Yeah.
I think then we can do something about the thing that first comes to our mind, you know, tending to the disconnect. And I feel like you are tending to the disconnect by the very verse that you opened with about civilized, barbaric, or whatever, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I just think it's a good question, and I like it when people answer honestly,
that's
just
great.
Because we each can do something about the thing that God puts on our hearts. So, awesome. You passed. No, I'm totally kidding. Well done, good and faithful servant. Well, as we get ready to wrap, I'm just thinking of that person today listening who feels like, as they're listening, that they feel that person. They feel the excluded. They're uncivilized. They're barbaric. They feel like a have-not in the kingdom of God. I'm wondering if you pray that God would just give them an awakening to their value in Christ. Would you mind praying for them?
Yes, absolutely. Dear Heavenly Father, we just... God, we just look to you right now, God. We thank you for your character, for who you are, for always being the constant in the storm, God. We just we praise you for that. God, I do just lift up that person, whoever's listening, who doesn't feel like they have anything to bring or to offer, or they feel like they don't matter. God, I pray that you just invade their life, God, and you just fill them with your presence. God, you just... God, that you could single them out of a crowd. You know their name. You call them by name. God, I pray that you would call them by name. Call them out of this place that they're in. God, call them into, God, your will for their life. God, again, we just look to you. We thank you again for who you are, God. You're so good, God, and I know that you'll do this. You promised us that you would do this. So we just lean on that. We lean on you right now, God. We just thank you for this time we've had just to reminisce about stories of how faithful you are and how good you are. We love you so much, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Colton Dixon, you're a busy man, and that we take time for our listeners just means the world to us. Thank you for joining us today.
I'm honored. Thank you. Had a great time.
Come back and see us again.
Sounds good.
Thanks so much for tuning in today. You can find a full podcast of this program at our website, myfaithradio.com. And I'd love for you to share it with a friend who'd be encouraged by what our guests had to say today. Finally, guess what? The Lord wants you to last long and finish strong. He's the one who'll keep you strong to the end. Have a great day. Thanks for listening to this conversation from Live the Promise. These podcasts are available because of listener support. You can make a gift now at myfaithradio.com. And thanks for sharing this audio link with a friend. Help grow the impact of the show. Also, if you would, take a moment to subscribe to the podcast today at iTunes or your podcast player, and then never miss a show.